Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai. The Heavenly Father's name is Yahweh, which means he exists. Ba'ashem, which means in the name. Yahweh Shai, which means he is the deliverer, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank Yahweh Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shai, for his tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant, which consists of you so-called Negroes, Latinos, Native Americans, as well as the Israelites, who look like all the different nations, but your lineage go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Peace and blessings. And I'm on my second break, and I say shalom to you brothers and sisters out there. Shalom to the family worldwide, as this truth is being spread, and we're very close to the end. So call Halayim La Yahweh Ba'ashem Yahweh Shai for this gospel. I would like to read a email that I had told you about. And this is the brother that asked a question about the Ethiopian eunuch, which again is a good question. And like I said before, all questions pertaining to the Bible are very good questions, you know. They're edifying because we, you know, growing up in these Christian churches, we didn't learn these things, man. You know, it was the Lord that put the Spirit on men to teach men. And then those brothers out there that learned this word, you know, of your, you know, the portion that you were getting, the Lord called you to speak these words, you know. So it's a blessing to get this gospel and to receive it, you know, because everybody can't get it, you know. So the brother had, you know, again, asked a question about the Ethiopian eunuch, which I'm going to go into. I got one more work day, and then I'll be able to do that lesson this weekend, Lord's will. And then he asked about Solomon and Makeda, or the Queen of Sheba, which I was able to do a few lessons going into that. So I want to read the brother's letter. And it says, and I, you know, responded about the Ethiopian eunuch, which I was kind of giving him just a bit of information before I go into the lesson, you know, because I definitely want to go into that, because that's one of the mysteries going into the Israelite foreigners, because Paul and the rest of the apostles were speaking to the Israelites that was dispersed out of Israel. And the Bible tells us that we were we were Gentiles, you know, we lost our heritage and our culture. Even in those ancient times, you had Israelites that were living like the heathens, you know, they were taking on the Greek customs. That's why you get the scripture that go into to neither Jew or Greek. That's talking about the Israelites, not the actual Greeks, because you have other, tribes other than the Greeks, you know. So that was talking about the Israelites that were, living, as the Greeks, you know. So it says, that's interesting. That's very interesting, brother. You're appreciated dearly, brother. You changed my life with this truth, and I'm truly grateful for a person that cares about and is passionate about his people. And then a brother went on about sending donations. So I thank you, you know, brother, you know, for sending donations, sending alms. I'm doing a project, a film called Beast Dystopia, and also, you know, alms, you know, so all of that, when it comes to, you know, the whole money situation, which for a long time I didn't really go into the alms and go into the donations, but the scriptures go into not muzzling the ox. So these definitely are generous and just, you know, heartfelt donations, you know, that brothers send for this gospel. I greatly appreciate it. And it will be used to further this ministry, you know. So I say thank you, you know, and, you know, there's still more work. You know, I got this very big endeavor that I'm doing, and I'm basically going against this beast, you know, the satanic system. And this is the greatest kingdom on the planet, you know. And when we're going into things that is not talked about, there's going to be resistance, you know. Even me speaking on this gospel, you know, where I'm at, you know, in Kansas City, which is full of Masons and just, it's just a cesspool of just very evil, wicked people. I get, you know, retaliation against me. So, you know, when it comes to a spiritual warfare, you need, you know, the scripture says money is a defense. So it helps, you know, and the scripture go into how, you know, is beneficial when we're doing things towards this ministry. So no amount is too small, you know, when it comes to this gospel. No amount is too large, you know, whatever the Lord put in your spirit, you know. So all alms and donations are greatly appreciated, you know, especially the brothers, a generous donation. And brothers, you know, it's a brother who's been consistently sending alms, you know, he's been a day one, you know, and he's been consistently sending, you know, alms to further this gospel. And so I was explaining to the brother that we're in this together, you know. The things that I do, I couldn't do it without you brothers and sisters' prayers and support. It's very, very important that we realize that we're a body and our head is Yahweh Shai, you know, and there's many members, you know. The thumb is important, but the pinky finger is just as important, you know. So we're all we got. And I just thank the Lord for you brothers and sisters out there. My passion comes from how the Lord gave his life for us, man. And the more and more I walk in this truth and I go through my trials and tribulations and my afflictions and persecutions and chastisements, I greatly appreciate the Lord's sacrifice. So it is a reasonable service for us to do the things that we do to feed the Lord's sheep, because you are the Lord's sheep. You know, we're tending to his flock, you know, and every brother and every sister is important. You know, there is no favoritism when it comes to the Lord. You know, I explained in a previous broadcast and just in street teachings that a brother who gave a prophet a cool glass of water, as the scriptures say, receives a prophet's reward. So a brother could be on the streets prophesying for years, and a sincere man could walk up to that prophet, and it's in the heat of the day, you know, while that brother's prophesying, and give him a cold glass of water. Don't you know that brother that did that, that act of charity and brotherhood, that very generous act, receive a prophet's reward, you know? Just like going into the parable of the vineyard, you know, the men that was working, and then you had men that were working earlier that day, and then you know, when you go further in the parable, workers came at the last minute, and then at the end, the master of that vineyard gave everybody that same penny. So the people that was grumbling, that been there all day, were complaining about the workers that receive the same pay, but they was there for a short time. And you know, the master, which represents the Messiah, he's saying, I can do whatever I want, basically, with my money. And that's what this truth is all about. The Lord can do whatever you want. He blesses whoever you want. Brother's going to come in at the last minute, you know, so it's never a thing where anybody should boast about how long they've been in this truth. You know, we speak on it in, you know, in passing to let brothers and know, you know, how long we've been laboring, but it's never to boast and never to, you know, to beat our chest, you know, because, you know, just as quick as a man come in the truth and how long he's been in the truth, he can actually be, you know, taken out of this truth. You know, the Lord could remove the spirit from a man. So when brothers come back to their nationality, heritage, and you know, he uses men as a vessel to bring forth this gospel, man, it brings joy, you know, in my heart. So I truly appreciate, and I'm very grateful, man. Very grateful. These letters are edifying to me as I, you know, go through this valley, man. You know, the valley of the shadow of death. So I would like to read. I dropped my salad. It's all good. It's all good. But, you know, like I said, you know, this valley, which is the shadow of death, you know, it's on all sides. So when we speak this word, man, spirits, they get roused up in people. I'm at work, and these people, man, they're on something, man. I'm telling you, this spiritual warfare. I saw a post, and it was Esau that wrote the post, a Shedemite. But what she said was true. Spiritual warfare is real, and it is. We're battling against demons that's on people. People have sold their souls. People that are not in the truth, they don't think like us, man. You know, they're in a whole nother frame of mind because they're of this world, you know. So let's go into scripture right quick, and then I'm going to head back to work. And let's see. So we're going to go to the book of Luke, chapter 15. And we'll start at verse 7. It says, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons. So there's joy in heaven when one person, one sinner repenteth, you know, coming back to the law, statutes, and commandments, you know, repenting, confessing your sins to Yahweh Bashim, Yahweh Shai. That is a joyous occasion in the heavens. More than 99 just persons. So here it is. You got like 99 just people, you know, that been in the truth. But one person returns. There's great joy in heaven. It says either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she have found it, she call of her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of Yahweh over one sinner that repenteth. So the angels, they're rejoicing when our people return, you know, so each and every one of us, when we return to the Lord and we repent of our sins as we repent daily, it's joy in heaven, you know. So I wanted to just, you know, go into this and, you know, again, thank you, brother, for your generous donation. And I say, call Halayim La Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai Bashim Baharakakwadash Barakatam, you know, bless thee, brother, you know, and keep pushing. And shalom to you brothers out there. Shalom to the brother that's, you know, been, you know, spiritually laboring with me. Although you're not, you know, in the same city, but, you know, being there from the beginning, you know, basically, man, you know, I say shalom and tawada. Call halayim la Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai Bashim Baharakakwadash Barakatam. You know, Barakatham to you, brothers and sisters out there. You know, we're in the valley of the shadow of death, but we will fear no evil. Shalom.